Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness.
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith's a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Not only does the woman want her guests to eat vegan on her wedding day, she wants them to give up animal products forever.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I've killed 19 of them here on the property.
Say something, Farrell! Unbelievable!
Here we go. It's a Tuesday around noon 30. Daily means it's time.
Farrell!
That doesn't get any better than that guy.
Say something, Farrell!
Farrell!
Unbelievable!
That was all of us for like a 4-year stretch.
You more than
every
most.
Every single one of us. That guy spoke for us. So, Dale, we've heard about what Mutt has given up for Lent, right? We're right in the middle of Lent, right? How many days are we into
this?
He
went right for cereal.
He went right there.
I'm giving up cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with cereal?
So, we have a gentleman in
Ohio. Well, you gave up working out.
I did. Staying strong so far.
Well done.
How many days it's been. Can't wait to get back to the gym.
This is the sixth day.
Sixth day? So we're almost a week in. No gym.
Almost there. How do you feel?
34 more to go.
No gym. So some would
say. Do you feel weaker?
About the same. Some would say, you know, you give something up for 40 days. Others might do just one thing only for 40 days. Sort of a twist. Oh. So let's go out to Ohio for that.
I love it.
That's cool. Well, Christians are giving up pleasures and vices for Lent.
Pleasures and vices. I like it.
I can give up one or the other. I can't give up both.
That's true. I'm only human. Pleasures and vices. I like how it's put that way.
Well, Christians are giving up pleasures and vices for Lent, and alcohol is usually a popular choice.
But one local man is only drinking beer between...
Huh?
Is this a story about you?
That's right,
a Keith story.
A real twist on it.
Instead, is this in the Fortress of Solitude?
It could be.
At
it
the
might
Keith
be me.
Mance?
They came over to the house the other day. They did this whole story. It was great.
Usually a popular choice.
But one local man is only drinking beer between now and Easter, and our Catherine Robinson's here with his inspiration.
He does have inspiration, Dale. He does.
Oh, I can it's pretty very, much guess
yes,
what
does.
It is.
He does have inspiration.
Belly up to the bar, boys.
I think it's pretty good. I think I would effort, you know, all of us to give this a shot.
Between now and Easter. And our Catherine Robinson's here with his inspiration for this drastic diet. Catherine?
Yeah, guys. Del Hall's new diet is no joke. He's not just drinking beer for the next month. That's all he'll be having until Easter Sunday.
What do you think? Between now and Easter Sunday, a diet that consists only of beer.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You name it. Snacks
nothing
as well.
Else.
Only beer.
Just
only beer.
Throw down
yeah.
those golden hops.
I mean, this sounds like most of my weekends, and yet here he is getting a whole TV crew out there, a big special for
it
him.
It sounds to me like, you know, he will either be a better Christian at the end of this thing.
I think he could be.
Or he'll be an inpatient treatment.
It does have the feel of when that guy did Supersize Me. You know when he did that?
Yeah,
it does have that feeling.
That didn't work so well.
Because the key to life, Dale, let me let you know a little secret.
Oh, thank you.
Moderation.
How would you know?
Well, I've heard. I've been told. It's been passed down to me generation to generation. And moderation is also different to each person. One person might say, oh, one beer is moderation. Others would say seven. Yeah, but it's a different story altogether.
For 46 days, there will only be one thing on Del Hall's menu.
I'm going to have all styles of beer.
That was his doctor calling, by the way. That was his doctor saying, hold on, we just got wind of this all beer diet for the next 40. And by the way, 46 days, too. He can't just do the 40 days and 40 nights.
Once he gets rolling.
He says, you know what, I might as well just take this all
the
way
to Easter. Did he just say there at the end of that cut?
You'll hear it again, yeah.
Be one thing on Del Hall's menu.
I'm going to have all styles of beer.
Yes, beer.
All styles.
Your Pilsner, your lager.
Your IPA.
Your double IPA. Your stout. Maybe you want a nice milk stout, right? You get up in the
oatmeal
morning.
Oatmeal stout. We'll
oatmeal
call it breakfast.
Stout. Boom. You have a breakfast. You have like a chocolate stout for dessert. Rossi, you're kind of intrigued by this.
No, this is disgusting.
This sounds pretty good.
I don't even drink beer.
I think you would, though, if you had to. Balance it out. Yeah. Have one for breakfast. Nice tall boy at
so
breakfast.
So you go from no beer to 46 straight days of beer?
Yeah.
It's actually a good introduction.
I think so, yeah.
It's called college.
You'd learn to love it.
So yeah, could you now, if you, and I'm surprised you haven't thought of this.
I have not thought of this.
But if you decided to do this,
yes,
could you just throw a sixer into the fridge here at work and say, hey, I'm saving it for lunch?
Part of the deal here, guys. Sorry. For Lent, I think if once you bring religion into it, I think they would probably back down.
What could they do?
Wouldn't they?
HR would be befuddled.
They would know what to do. They couldn't make heads or tails.
Only beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I am. Like I said, I am nervous. I'm very nervous about it. I've only fasted for 4 days.
This isn't a fast. What do you mean you've only fasted for 4 days?
This is the opposite of a fast.
You're just a straight liquid diet.
This is a bender.
This is a liquid diet. He's nervous. Like, nobody's making him do it, but he's nervous. Oh, I guess you got to challenge yourself. Right? Isn't that what life's all about, Rossi? You challenge yourself.
To make yourself a better person on the other side.
That's what I do every day.
I've fasted before.
How long did you make it?
I did
30 minutes?
No, I did a 3-day fast once.
Wow.
You did a 3-day fast?
Just water.
Oh.
Yeah, why? That sounds stupid.
I was trying to make a weight.
No, yes, nope.
Well,
terrible.
Yes, it worked really, really well, thank you, but...
You're not supposed to... If you don't drink any water, you look ripped. You want to do that? That's what actors do, I think. They just don't drink any water. They have no water weight on them. But you could push them over with a feather, but they look great in a picture.
Don't go outside in the wind. But this guy, a fast means zero calories.
It means zero anything. All right, yeah.
Like, you can have water.
Yeah.
And some people, you can have teas. But beer has, a ton of calories in it, especially if he's going the gamut of all styles.
Yeah, all styles. Especially some of those double IPAs.
I know I asked if you would do this. Does this guy have a job?
Yeah, he's like a beer aficionado or something.
No, that's not a job. That's well, he works Rich Keefe's avocation.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
We'll go with bartender.
He's a bartender.
Well, let you slog him down behind the bar either.
You can stay on your toes, though. I don't think, we're going to get into whether or not, how he's going to be going day to day. Because it's not like you're just sitting there drinking beers all day.
He's going from 4 days to 46 of fasting for Lent.
Well, again, not really fasting. I don't think we're really getting the definition.
Taking a nod from monks in the 1600s.
That's right, Dale. See, I told you he had a motivation. He didn't just pull this out of the sky. Monks. Traces back to monks.
I think they worked in a sandwich or two during the day.
No, they would fast. Those guys would fast. I don't know how much beer they had. I'm not entirely sure how much beer monks would throw down. You have a monk fact for us, Rossi?
I don't have a monk fact.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you that Del Hall.
Yeah, Del Hall's our guy.
Fifth West Brewing Company in Cincinnati is where he works.
So he works at a beer company.
So this company
probably could
to drink on the job.
Let's give him some good pub, I guess. Yeah. Makes sense.
Taking a nod from monks in the 1600s that would fast during the season by a Bock beer diet.
So maybe they did.
Oh, the monks.
Hold the phone. These monks would have a Bock beer diet. Okay, now we're on to something.
That would be their liquid bread, and that's what they call it. So the monks in Bavaria called this, they would call Doppelbock liquid bread. And basically, it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent.
Dell knows what people say.
They think I'm crazy.
But the 50 West worker has a game plan and wants to see if he can prove to himself that it's possible.
I'm an Army veteran, so, I was number one in my class in the Army.
So there you go. So take it back. If you said anything bad about this guy, Army veteran. Number one in his class. Pretty good. And now he throws back beers. He looks he's in good shape still.
I'm guessing that if you were still in the shape. Army, he wouldn't be able to do this.
No, probably not. Probably not. But he served his time.
Hey, did he get his beer in for lunch? Hand him his rifle. Here we go.
He needs his beers.
I've ran a full marathon before, 26.2 miles.
Marathon runner.
This sounds like future Bradfo.
It could be. It could be Bradfo.
I've done big challenges. But this seems very daunting. So I'm just curious if I'm up to the challenge, if I'm going to be able to do it or not.
Beer is really filling, though.
It is.
So I won't be hungry.
So now you get back to the good anchor banter back at the desk.
Afraid to turn their mics on, too, by the way.
This is some of the best. By the way, I like how he's comparing running a marathon and being in the Army to doing 46 straight days of only beer. But so now we get back.
How many per meal? Do we have an idea of,
Well... No.
The way he explained it is basically it's going to be like four beers a day.
Yeah, like, so rather than a meal, you would have a beer, and you hope that that would fill you up enough, but it won't. And by the way, once you have, like, two or three...
Then you feel like you can eat anything.
No, then you feel like you want seven or eight. Or maybe that's just how my mind works.
Beer is really filling, though.
It is.
So I won't be hungry.
I mean, I had to ask him, are you going to just be drunk the whole time?
That's a fair question.
That really tickled the crowd. Oh. Holy smokes. The whole desk loved that one. That is a great guess. The idea of drunk?
What did he say?
I think it is. And he said, well, it's not like as often as we would be eating snacks throughout the entire day. He's only going to...
How many snacks do you have throughout the entire day? I don't snack very much, I guess.
You don't even eat. Do you eat?
Not really.
I've seen you drink more beer here at the station than you've actually eaten food.
Hey, we could keep that on the down low if you don't mind.
Oh, my mic was on.
What's the matter with you?
Snacks throughout the entire day. He's only going to drink enough to get the nutrients, so maybe...
The nutrients! That's my excuse now when I drink. I got to get my nutrients.
Trot that by the missus later tonight. Honey, I'm just trying to get the nutrients.
I got to do it. I got to get the nutrients.
Four beers a day, maybe five. Some days less than that.
But each beer is 32 ounces.
Yes.
That guy's full of it. I think he had a couple on his way in.
Each beer is 32 ounces.
Yes. Yeah, easy.
No, I'm just kidding.
Easy, Phil.
Episode of Cheers where Norm got the job as a beer taster.
Right.
I just have a feeling there's a lot of people watching this right here going, that guy's a genius.
So, do you guys remember that episode from 30 years ago?
No.
What a topical reference.
Norm.
Hey, you guys remember that Cheers?
Where Norm got the job as a beer taster.
Remember that Cheers episode?
I feel there's a lot of people watching this right here going, that guy's a genius.
Go, Del, go.
Yes.
You know, Glenn was on Cheers.
I do know that Glenn was on Cheers. Glenn did a great job playing Glenn Ordway on Cheers.
He did.
Kevin McHale was in that episode.
Yeah,
he did a great job.
Glenn was a member of the Screen Actors Guild back in the day.
Well, he should be.
Because he started in soaps. He was an actor in soaps.
Is that right?
It's a true story.
A lot of love triangles.
I
Glenn,
don't. I'd
maybe a lady, maybe a man. Who's to say?
And who's the judge?
All bets are off. Was he at one point dead and then he came back? That could have been a story in the room. So they're having the fun banter here. They're doing a great job with the banter. They keep a nice, loose clubhouse, which I respect about this news place. And wait till you hear the transition, Dale, into the next story.
Oh, this ought to be good, huh?
But each beer is 32 ounces.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just thinking of that episode of Cheers where Norm got the job as a beer taster.
Right.
I just have a feeling there's a lot of people watching this right here going, that guy's a genius.
Yes. Go, Dale, go.
Yes. Tonight we have video of bullets flying in a local neighborhood.
Okay, everybody act serious now.
All right, we're done with the beer story. We're done with the beer story. We got something else.
Tonight, we have video of bullets flying in a local neighborhood.
Oh, God. Maybe go with that one first and then get to the beer Lent story.
Maybe start out with the bullets flying around.
The order of operations could be off, but holy smokes.
I have an update on this guy.
What do you got? Is he dead?
It's
a sad update to report.
He's been tweeting and Instagramming his progress.
Day six?
Day six, he's down 13.2 pounds.
So just a beer diet? You can
just
lose weight?
Just a beer diet. He's averaged 4 beers per day. Did have 5 once.
Yeah, I don't blame him there.
I think
you start
lying.
Feeling it a little bit.
Yeah. So he
also,
says,
it'd be easier to sleep. Like, you wouldn't be hungry. You just pound a few, and then you go right to snooze. That's not bad.
13.2 pounds, though.
Yeah, but at pace, though?
1 week.
He's going to disappear on us.
No, he's not. He's got
He did look like he had weight to
he's
lose.
He's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
As I like to say.
Like Scheim? What you said about Scheim?
Wouldn't you be sort of sick of beer?
Yeah, I think so.
If that's all you were having. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You can't have like a giant
just
pretzel?
Beer. No, not allowed.
No.
Just beer.
What about mixed nuts?
Hello?
You can't have mixed nuts?
No.
All right, fine.
Pub mix?
How long could you, like, Keith, you're a big... What? Beer enthusiast. How long could you make it without having food and just beer?
I don't know. I've never tried to not have food for multiple days. I could do a weekend probably of that. That's it. I think some colleges, like college weekends when you didn't have money for food and you already bought the 30 rack. Like, yeah.
The ramen noodle case already had a hole in it.
That's kind of like, oh, no. But yeah, no, I wouldn't even want it. It doesn't sound enjoyable. Like, I could have beer for 46 straight days. That's not a problem. But I'd like to have a pizza slice.
Are we working on a little longer streak than
well,
that
yeah,
now?
Nobody counts. I'm not exactly, Cal Ripken. That's the most important thing to me.
Oh, you might be.
I should. That'd be a nice streak to go for, whatever the record is.
I'm going
to
suggest that maybe an all-beer diet is... He's probably not going to make it for 40 more days.
We'll have to keep track of this guy, though.
Yeah, we'll monitor him, and come Easter time, we'll see.
We'll see how he
Right now, he should be down about 420 pounds.
I was going to say, based on the math.
Could you imagine if this guy was doing what he's doing, and he was drinking that Lucky Charms beer we were talking about?
He might. That'd be a good breakfast beer for him. He might wake up to that. That's a good idea.
He's going to try all different kinds.
That's a good one. All right.
There you go. Kyrie Irving.
Oh, my God.
He feels badly, Keith. He feels badly.
I understand he does.
And we're going to help turn things around. Okay. Your attitude about Kyrie is going to change.
Okay.
Minutes from now, 617-779-7937, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI.
Tonight, we have video of bullets flying in a local neighborhood.
Are you going to just be drunk the whole time?
Go, Del, go.
Yes.
That guy's a genius.
Yes. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.